What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, I hope so. They're both having terrific seasons. They're both been bright spots for this organization in a tough year. To see them performing in AAA like that is really good. They've come a long way, and they're almost there. There's some things that we're still looking for and hoping that they'll do, but I do think getting them a taste in 2025 here would be a good thing for all parties.
That's Mike Elias talking to the media after the trade deadline about Sam Bassayo and Dylan Beavers. And
the keyboard typing is more interesting than anything that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, that was something.
Where are they, gents?
It's 2 o'clock on a Friday, and the regular crowd shuffles in, and there's no Sam Bassayo and Dylan Beavers as far as we can tell, because they would have announced that they're being called up. We would have heard from at least somebody that covers the Tides that says so-and-so's on his way to Houston. We have not, as of yet, seen any of that. So I guess, as I said to you guys in the kitchen, when you have the opportunity to play Greg Allen another night, you play Greg Allen another night.
The saddest thing of this lost season is they won't and haven't and seemingly can't grasp the importance of trying to salvage something from it. Rather than wring some positive energy from it by seeing as much of as many kids as possible, they would prefer to cram 4A guys down your throat. They'd prefer to keep trying to tank for a higher draft pick. They'd prefer to keep playing the game of, well, our farm system, if we keep all these guys at a level we know they dominate in, then that's going to make our farm rankings look even better. That might help Dylan Beavers become a top 100 prospect in multiple places. Guess what? He now is in Baseball America, and that might help us keep our jobs. This isn't about tonight's product. This isn't about your entertainment value or really what they owe you as a fan 7 years into a rebuild that's rebuilding again. They just won't admit it. They'd rather talk out of both sides of their mouth. They'd rather pretend like these things are passive. Like, boy, that'd be nice if it happened, when they, in fact, control all of this. There's one person in this room who's not surprised, and it's me. Because I've been telling you guys that this is a charade. It's a card game. It's three-card Monty. This is not about baseball. It's not even about developing these players the right way. It's about staying in charge. They have supreme, unrivaled power, and they want to maintain it. And it's clear that they think doubling down and tripling down on all the shenanigans that worked at the beginning of this rebuild are going to work on soft rebuild 2.0, because this is soft rebuild 2.0.
By the way, the system, because of teams ending with the Orioles and tanking, is different for draft picks. It's a lottery now, so just being bad doesn't guarantee
anything. But it helps you. It still helps your chances.
Yeah, but you need to win. Like we've seen, Paul Skeens,
they want to be a bottom five team. They're showing you they want to be a bottom five team.
Well, here are the facts. According to MLB's CBA, a player is going to be considered a rookie unless he exceeds any of the following thresholds in a previous season: 130 at-bats, which neither of them are going to come close to it because they're not going to play him every single day like they should, or 45 total days on the active roster. We're 44 days away from September 28th, which is the final game of the Orioles' regular season.
Can't wait.
Could there be a rain out where they're forced to play on them? I'm really grasping at straws. It doesn't make any sense.
Don't do that, Bone. You're making excuses for them.
I'm grasping at straws. Sam Bassayo was not in the lineup yesterday for Norfolk. Now, it could just be a scheduled day off. Dylan Beavers was in the lineup. Jason, there's no benefit. I can go down that rabbit hole where you're talking about farm system and trying to thread that needle with Dylan Beavers, but there's no reason for, at a minimum, even though both of them should be here, at a minimum, Sam Bassayo to be here. He is going to maintain rookie eligibility for next year. You have the potential, it's not a guarantee, the potential at getting that extra compensatory pick if he wins rookie of the year. Sam Basayo needs to be here today.
Well, he doesn't need to, and he doesn't have to, and they're in control of it. And I brought up, hey, I don't think they want an $8 million guy on the bench every night. And you two told me I'm crazy, but...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You're saying Mountcastle
coming back. I'm telling you, they don't want Ryan Mountcastle sitting 4 or 5 days. How many people on this team are still making more money than Ryan Mountcastle?
Not many.
Tyler O'Neill.
I'll put it to you another way. How many healthy guys on this team are making more money than Ryan Mountcastle, right? Because Eflin's done for the year now. So Sagano is, right?
Sagano.
O'Neill's hurt
guy.
Again.
Sagano's the only guy that's healthy.
There you go.
Mountcastle's
I'm just telling you how billionaire private equity guys think. They're looking at value. Well, wait a minute. I'm looking at our ledger sheet, and I see what we're paying guys every week, and there's only one. There's no position player on this roster making more money than Ryan Mountcastle. Do we think that'll look good to our boss to have this guy still here after the deadline because we didn't trade him in time, not playing every night? Or do we just tell him, hey, we're going to get an extra pick next year by squatting on all these kids who belong in the major leagues, but F them. We don't treat them like people. We treat them like cogs. We've learned nothing. We're barely human beings ourselves. We are just cyborgs too. We are just going by the numbers and doing the same things we've always done. We don't adapt, so why should we care how anybody else adapts, right? If we're going to run it out of a pocket calculator, then why would anything change now when they're in the most jeopardy they've ever been on in terms of potentially, maybe, hopefully, actually losing power? No, they'll get more stuck in than ever. So that's what I think's going on. And so what do we care what our fans want? What do we care what these kids could benefit from it? Like, that's just ancillary garbage. What do we care about? Best shot at the highest pick possible. Will that help us stay in charge? Highest ranked farm system that we can possibly get after being bottom 10 everywhere 6 weeks ago. Yeah, they care about that. Hey, boss, we can ball on a budget. Like that's what they care about. They all that is what they obsess about. It's if they're good at anything, I guess they're good at that.
Well,
they're good
at tanking. At balling on a budget.
They're really good at tanking.
Yeah.
So I don't. If you bring Sam here, what's Mountcastle doing?
But at this point, we're a month and a half away from
the season. They boxed themselves in by saying Mayo plays every night.
Sure.
So what are you? What are you doing? You bringing a 20-year-old up here to play twice a week? No, he's got to play pretty much every day.
He's got to.
So where's Mountcastle going?
DFA.
That could have happened while he was hurt. Well, why do you need him to come back and hit some home runs? Yeah. Well, you think now somebody will claim him because he hit a couple home runs? Yeah. Like, never give them two. Like, they deserve no credit. They deserve no benefit of the doubt.
By the way, I'm not giving
them
either.
And the reality is, these draft picks are coming 2 years from now. And they're going to be kids who don't help the team for at best 2 years after that. Come on, man.
Here's the good news.
Care about the here and now.
There's a lot of goodwill out there for them with this new ticket thing. So, like, don't worry about what's going on the field, because off the field, things are great. And speaking of which, huge Friday show. We'll get our best bets with our friend Ariel Epstein, the prop queen, and Beltway Ben Hall at 2:30. Coming up at 4:30. Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, he has started a Twitter page for free media food.
Behind that?
I'm pretty sure he is.
I have a strong inclination.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
He should be well-fed after a week out at the golf.
Yeah.
And then when he eats, you know he sleeps. So he should be well-rested and well-fed.
Yeah. I think he, hopefully in a good mood when we talk to him at 4:30.
Maybe high as a kite.
And well, that's alleged. I don't know anything about that.
It's not illegal.
Yeah, it's not. I just don't know. I'm not there.
Depending on how you're high, it could be illegal.
Legally high as a kite.
Yeah, no. And Kyle Goon has been all over this Orioles ticket thing, talking to fans, basically disputing everything the Orioles are saying about what's going on with the new ticket plans. He's from the Baltimore Banner.
Great column in the Banner.
Yeah, and he joins us at 5:00.
Katie Griggs had the audacity to come on the airwaves of this station and talk about they're doing things in the name of transparency. Meanwhile, people can't get anybody on the phone from the sales staff or above to explain why moving one section over or five rows over has this sort of ramifications, why some people have this deadline to make a decision and others have this. Why you're saying your longest tenured people are who you're trying to take care of, but it sounds like really you're just trying to take care of the people who are willing to spend the most in this moment to get better seats that they didn't used to have access to because the people who have those seats don't want to do all 81.
All I know is it's a very hot ticket, Orioles baseball right now. It's Hey, who doesn't want to go see Greg Allen play center field every night? That's what I know. Coming up next, though.
Are they or aren't they letting the people who work in the stadium get the bobbleheads anymore?
Yeah,
That's another bone of contention. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. God forbid you give
if
a guy
if you
a
work there and you are dealing with this, I'm interested to know. Has that perk been taken away from their game?
I didn't know it was a perk. Here's the thing. They're not giving perks to their ushers, but what about paying their players? The pitching's been good lately. Outside the box idea. Extending Dean Kramer, we'll discuss next here on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.